Good morning. I thought today we'd take up the question, how do I let go? So many times we hear it or read it, let go of this or let go of that. But the letting go is not a doing on your part. It is seeing clearly. And then the letting go just seems to happen. So let's first rest back in awareness of a breath entering the body. And again, as awareness recognizes a breath entering the body, and then doing what we call leaving the body. And as you're aware of the breath entering and leaving, recognize it is all without any effort from you. You are aware of the breath coming in. You are aware of the breath going out. But of yourself, you are doing nothing. So from this place of resting, know this of yourself, okay? I am neither this nor that. I am neither good nor bad. I cannot be labeled, described, nor defined. Give up that trying. The more you attempt to define me, what I am, the more I seem to slip away, almost as if I am not here. The illusory mind wants me to be only supply and not lack. You want me to be only health and no disease. You want me to be only happiness and no unhappiness. But there is no supply and lack. There is no health and disease. There is no happiness and unhappiness. There is no existence to this idea you hold of opposites. Now, recognize that the finite thoughts hold the assumption that what a seeker is looking for is the attainment of what is considered good over what is considered bad. The thoughts then become entangled with striving to get one object over another, while trying to get rid of what it decides it does not want. Okay. But what is ever present, what is right here, right now, that the finite thoughts cannot see and will never see, is that what is present is never an object. In the wanting, the best object, the best of the opposites, you must include that which is visible. You must include thoughts, feelings, and emotions. I don't want the emotion or the feeling of fear. I want the feeling of fearlessness. Okay. But what is here is never an object. Remember, indescribable. And what is present here, right now, that can never be attained and can never be rejected. So the desire of wanting to choose between opposites is not the reality, and the reality that is present is beyond being chosen. You already that are that which is, so there's no attainment required. And you already are that which is, so you cannot reject it. The idea of choosing in such a manner is only a delusion of the finite thoughts. Okay. It would be like believing the sun has gone away or left the sky when a cloud covers it. Okay. It is like seeing a snake where there is but a coil of rope, or having water on the road in the desert. They seem real, and in that seeming real, we seem to be required to make a choice for the better. But as the non-reality of illusions is seen clearly. The fear feeling passes by naturally. And the peace that is ever present is recognized. And also, what is recognized is that it never went away. That is the nature of clear seeing. So in recognizing the illusion as an illusion, I did not have to try to let go or get rid of fear. I did not have to pray that the fear go away. I did not have to run to a book and start reading passages of spirituality. So I did not have to try to let go. I did not have to try to get rid of. I did not have to try to find a missing son. I did not have to try and get rid of a snake or to remove water that was in the way. I did not have to try to let go of any of the illusory thinking. All of it just happened naturally in the clear seeing. Now, there is what is a presence that is aware of what we call happiness, and presence is aware of the feelings, the energy, and the vibration of what we call unhappiness. But what is aware of those objects is not one of those or the other. It is the vibrational presence out from which all flows, and you are that presence. So let us be sure that we are recognizing that what we call unhappiness is the offspring of the fantasy belief in separation. So see clearly the falseness of that belief, and quite naturally, the idea that unhappiness is happening to you dissolves. And as you mature in self-awareness, you will also see that happiness is not happening to you either. Okay. So ask this. Would you ever have an experience of what is called unhappiness seemingly happening to you if you were not paying attention to and believing in the thoughts tempting you about unhappiness and believing in them? Could that energy called unhappiness then be a part of you, your experience? Ask, where does this feeling of unhappiness begin? Where do the ideas of desires and wants and needs begin? When we believe in what the five senses seem to report, and they can only report the mundane and the finite, we seemingly trap ourselves in a world of suffering, of lack, of birth and death, in a world of opposites. But see this, that a world of opposites only exists in finite thoughts of separation. And that opposites have no true existence. It is only through mind, thoughts, and activities that we are pulled into the fantasy of opposites. And in this fantasy of opposites, it seems to perpetuate the fantasy of separation. When you see clearly the falsehood of opposites, the idea of separation dissolves. But while we are in the acceptance or the belief of the opposites, we struggle and we suffer in attempts to get what we consider to be the best side of an opposite. We might even pull out some old affirmations to help us get that which we consider the best side of the opposite. And that would be like, such as getting the supply over the lack, or getting health over the disease, or getting happiness over the opposite of unhappiness. But when we allow the mind to play the opposite game, it's then that the life that is pure and giving is veiled over with that ignorance, with our ignorance of desires to obtain and to get. And in that, we cannot see what is right in front of us, because the finite thinking blinds us to the truth and the reality that is right here, present. So in clear seeing, we can recognize the wisdom in seeing the fantasy of all attachments and the fantasy of desires. And in that, we can let the heart be open and the mind be empty of opinions and beliefs. There needs to be room for the higher energy of truth to flow in humility and openness. It does not flow in the arrogance of desires and wantings. Okay. And to be humble is to know, I do not know. And resting peacefully in that. Now, the mind is not just going to stop its game until you devotedly, consciously, and lovingly return the mind to the source of its being. And we recognize, we must recognize that the mind is going to say it knows what is needed. It knows what needs to be done and what you need to do or not do in order to attain what it wants. But that is the mind turned outward. And I can tell you that that is not the way to go. It truly is in the clear seeing and the non-attachment to the finite thoughts that is found what we call heaven. And the peace that passes understanding. Recognize the thoughts will never take you there. For the mind cannot go there. The peace is beyond them. And while the mind may think that there is a there to get to, recognize there is no there to get to. You are the very presence of heaven itself. You wake from a dream by seeing it is a dream. In the clear seeing there does not seem to be a letting go of the idea of separation and duality that was the stuff the dream was made of. But dreams are not reality. And the stuff of the dream was never truly there. Like the water in the desert. It seems to be real. But when you see clearly what's taking place, and you awaken from that false idea of water actually being on the road, you also see the water never was there to begin with. So the dream of separation and duality, the stuff the dream was made of has never been there to begin with. So the only difference between one who is considered awake and one who is considered not yet awake is that one sees clearly and no longer believes he is a product of his thoughts, feelings, and emotions, but knows he is the awareness of them. So it isn't about us striving and working and trying very hard to let go of false beliefs or let go of fantasies, or it's not about that. There's no need to struggle with a fantasy. No need to struggle with a shadow idea. The sun has not left the sky. And the water is not on the road. There is no need of struggle in that clear seeing. And it is in this clear seeing that we discover self-realization. That has only been clouded over . It's always been there . It's not being obtained, but we recognize it has always been there, and in this is our ability to rest in our self-awareness. And the resting in this self-awareness dissolves the illusion that a dream is truth and truth is a dream. So when when someone says, you need to let go attachments, you need to let go your beliefs, just smile and see clearly. There's nothing to let go of. If there's something that we are believing we need to let go of in order to attain our self, that is what I would like to call a red flag. Because there is nothing that exists apart from the one true self that you are. There's nothing to let go of. See that clearly, for therein lies your truth. Okay? Okay. I've said my piece. Now it's your turn. Okay. Hey, everybody's okay? Everything perfectly clear? It's great. So let us be still and know Let us pray. Most beloved one, let the veil of ignorance lift from my eyes, that I might see the world as it truly is. Let the veil of ignorance lift from my eyes, that I may see the I that I am. I rest in the silence of awareness. Amen. Om and Namaste.